Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Yeah, strawberry dough balls.
Yeah. You guys will have to learn. We'll have to teach you what 9 out of 10 catfish prefer, and it's strawberry dough balls. So we found out some research a while back, and we haven't been able to let it go in our head. It's been there forever. So anyways, Adria, one of the things we didn't get a chance to cover is you guys do have public boat ramps if people have their own boats. But if they don't, you guys have some opportunity
there. We do, yep. So we encourage you to either bring your own or rent one of ours if you don't have one. So all of our lakes do have public launch ramps available. And we have courtesy docks at most places. So you have a place to tie off if you want to go to several of our lakes have restaurants or things like that that you can even enjoy while you're there.
Oh, I'm in. If there's food, I'm in.
Some of the best views that you can get in Ohio, I would say, too. So, but if you do not have your own boat, we have everything from pontoon boat rentals or kayak rentals at our marinas. And the horsepower speeds is another thing that might take you to a different location based on what your needs are. So we have everything from 10 horsepower limits all the way up to unlimited at Pleasant Hill. So a little bit of everything. Each lake kind of has its own feeling to it. So if you're interested in checking them out, I would definitely encourage you to visit a couple of them because they're all a little bit different.
Well, folks, we're in for a real treat. I think he's back from the Southwoods. Kentucky Bill's on the line with us, and I want to give him a chance to talk to Adria and ask her any questions. Hey, Kentucky, are you there? All right. Maybe. Kentucky, are you there?
Hello?
There he is.
How have you been?
We've been outstanding, Kentucky. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, you're hanging out. What's going on tonight?
We are talking about some of the great watershed areas and lakes and stuff in about 19 counties or 18 counties throughout Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. Bill's real familiar with waterways. He uses it to make his preferred beverage.
I see.
Yeah. Just for special occasion, like
Mashed
Potato Day.
Mashed Potato Day. Yeah, I never have participated in that one, Bill.
Yeah, I just been sitting here listening to you. You're talking about that great flood?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do?
Yeah, me and Irma was up on top of the courthouse for 3 days waiting on it to go down.
You and her. How did you get Irma to swim to the top of the courthouse? That had to be interesting.
Yeah, I carried her up there.
So we're pretty certain that the game warden's not listening tonight, Bill. So have you been doing any hunting?
Oh, yeah. I went bow hunting the other day.
Okay.
I didn't find a bow one.
You didn't find a bow one. Okay. Well, we do appreciate that. Do you have any questions or comments for us this week, Bill?
No, she was talking about fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I catch a lot the way I fish. I don't need no bait. You know how I fish.
I know how you fish, and I think all those explosive devices are illegal at any of the parks that these folks happen to represent.
Oh, are they? Are you sure?
I'm certain of it.
I'm going to go ahead and confirm that.
Yes, there you go.
You confirm that?
I do.
Not even if I invite you over for your fish fry?
No. I don't think that's going to persuade her to allow you to break the law, brother.
It ain't breaking the law. It's just fishing smart.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Have you fished on any of the Muskingum Watershed lakes?
No, I never went fishing in the shed.
He will not. He's never been fishing in the shed. Okay. That's awesome. He probably will not deny or tell you the truth about that one.
Gotcha.
If you know what I mean, you know, incriminating type situation there. So, Bill, what else is going on for the winter, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. You're waiting on shotgun season to go hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll freezer down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went fishing in the Muskingum River.
Did you?
Yeah. There's a couple of things I recognize in that river.
What's that?
I flushed them down the commode one time.
Uh-oh. Okay. There's a couple things you recognized in that river. Well, these waterways they're talking about are way cleaner than that. How about that?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Not around here, are they?
There's some a little bit close to us.
Yeah. Probably the closest would be Seneca Lake or Clendenning or Piedmont Lakes are probably the closest ones to this region.
Seneca.
What was that?
Seneca
what
Lake.
Was that second one?
Clendenning.
I'll say that real fast 5 times.
Yeah. Not happening. Not happening. So, hey, Bill, I want you to remember to go over to the neighbors, get on the computer box, as you call it, and send in an email of your favorite recipe. What do you think you might send us a recipe about?
Email?
Yeah. Your neighbor will know what it means. Just go over and tell
them. Email man or something?
No, just go over to the computer box at your neighbor's and have them email in your favorite recipe.
Oh, okay. Well, that possum recipe.
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
Hey, that's what I want to know. I suppose that lady there, she had possum soup before, ain't she?
I'm not sure.
I cannot say that I have had possum soup, but I bet the guy next to me is looking for a good antelope recipe.
Yeah. 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 Don's looking for an antelope recipe.
Antelope? Yeah. I went hunting the other day for Bigfoot.
Oh, great.
Did you find him?
Huh?
Did you find him?
I ain't going to tell you, because you'll run and tell everybody else.
Okay. Well, now, Bill, have you got you some new boots this year? Or?
No, I got to go down there to Workman's and get me a pair of them boots.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to get down there. It's been, since it lasts so long, I kind of, don't need no more, but I like to collect them.
All righty.
Get Irma a pair this year.
Gotcha. Well, buddy, I appreciate you calling, and it's good to know that you're still kicking. And
I'm still kicking as long as I got this. Well, I shouldn't say moonshine. I mean that
beverage of your drink. Favorite beverage. Yep.
Yes, that's going to help me out.
That'll help you.
All right. I'll look forward to talking to you again. Here.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Bye bye.
See you, Bill. Right.
Bye.
See you, Bill. That's Wild Kentucky Bill.
Yes, it is.
And he's quite the treat, isn't he?
He is.
He sneaks in a call every once in a while, has to go over to the neighbors to call us, but he has a good time, that's for sure. Not sure he abides by all the rules. I know Jeff's been looking for him for years.
Yes, yes. So just can't find him.
Just can't find him.
The one thing that we might want to clarify, and I was talking with Joe about, is the difference between the watershed. And because no one's mentioned Dillon and all those state, because mm-hmm. those are state parks.
Correct.
Plus, that's on the Licking River.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about watershed for the Muskingum River, it's everything that flows into the Muskingum
Correct.
River. So you're not sliding Dillon or anybody else.
No,
you're
not.
And they're good facilities also.
Awesome.
But we just want to make sure people know that.
Just two separate organizations.
Yep. It's just another opportunity, though, for folks to enjoy the outdoors.
Well,
and I kind of wanted to cover that, too. And again, some great opportunity for people to get involved in things like this Kayak for Cancer event. I would welcome folks to go to their website. We're going to have a link on our website. Sarah will do that for me this week. MWCD.org, and you can check that. Joe, I really appreciate you guys coming. Adria, I appreciate you guys coming over and talking with us, and looking forward to maybe getting some information from you throughout the year, and we'll pass it along to folks, and keep up all the good work.
Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate being down here and be able to talk about the opportunities, and hopefully getting some new people to come out on our lakes and experience some of the outdoor recreation opportunities that we have.
We're going to take a break, folks. Do appreciate them. We're going to get this website out to folks. When we come back, we'll have tip of the week, the F word, recipe of the week, and recap a little bit of the stuff we're talking about. And we'll get the information on the website for you.
We'll let people know where they're going to release pheasants.
Oh, that's right. We got the pheasant release information. Yes. Well, folks, you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.